Good morning. I'm Pamela McCall. There are more questions than answers this morning for people living in Burns Lake. 19 people were injured and 2 are missing after a Friday night explosion and fire at the local mill. Will Fundell has the latest.
Robert Lukey Jr. and Carl Charlie. 2 people, workers at the Babine Forest Products Sawmill, who were still unaccounted for. Officials say the mill site is still too dangerous to search. Carmen Williams is Charlie's ex-wife.
Told us like where they were situated in the mill. There's a encased like concrete thing. They could have crawled in there and they could be in there.
And Williams says they are willing to brave the cold weather and risk their lives to find her ex-husband.
And the main concern is we want Carl, Charlie, and Robert Lukey found. We want the search to continue. We don't care about the investigation. We know it's important for the business to do that, but the main focus should be getting the human people out there found.
Shania Williams is Charlie's daughter. She says the entire family is holding on to hope that her father will be found alive.
We miss him very much. Our whole family is grieving. Our whole family wants him home.
Will Fundell, CBC News, Burns Lake.
Meanwhile, Burns Lake Fire Chief Jim McBride is in shock this morning. He says there are still hot spots at the smoldering hulk of the mill. Chief McBride was the first firefighter on scene.
We spent a considerable amount of time looking after the injuries and assisting with the ambulance. And one of my senior officers and I took a quick walk around to see what we could save and what the damage was. Mind you, it's almost 9 o'clock at night. It's minus 17.
McBride says he feels guilty that more couldn't be done, but says they did the best they could with resources available.